Distance.
The foundation of every good cattle health plan starts with nutrition. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Megan Overby has more.
Everything must be kosher as far as cattle nutrition is concerned in order for vaccines and other preventative measures to work properly. That's according to Merck Animal Health Technical Services veterinarian Dr. Chris Thompson.
If we want any other technologies we're using to work, we've got to start with good basic nutrition. Once we have that in place, you know, once a calf is born, it gets colostrum from its mother, which gives us a good start to life, gives us good early protection. But that colostral antibody gets cut in half roughly every 21 days. So what we found is by using intranasal vaccines early in life, we can kind of get around that maternal antibody and get those young calves responding to the vaccine, producing their own immunity from a young age.
Bovine respiratory disease is one of the costliest diseases impacting the beef industry.
Estimates are ranging between $2 and $3 billion a year of what respiratory disease costs the industry. So, I mean, the biggest thing we can do is try to vaccinate our cattle to help prevent that disease.
Thompson says injectable vaccines for BRD early in a calf's life sometimes doesn't garner as good of a response
because of that maternal antibody, but by using the intranasal route, we're able to get around that maternal antibody and get that calf stimulating its own immunity from a young age.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Overby on the Red River Farm Network.